We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Hey, peace to the planet. I go by the name of Charlamagne the God, Leonard McKelvey, whatever the hell you want to call me. I'm here by myself right now. Angela Yee is off this week. Oh, there you go. DJ Envy just walking in. Anyway, I was about to say, what happened? Turn the music back up, right? Give me some, there you go. Put it in the headphones a little bit. I'm sending everyone out there healing energy this morning. How you feeling, brother?
I'm good. How you feeling,
brother? You want
to reset? Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it the right way.
Hit it over, right?
Pause. Starting like that, huh? Good morning, USA!
Yo.
Angela Yee is out. Charlamagne was popping.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday!
Yes, it's Thursday.
I feel great. I rode in this morning, listening to nothing at first, just, you know, listening to the silence of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then I threw on some T.I. Urban Legend,
mm-hmm.
Motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I feel great.
Okay.
We here.
All right.
We here. Happy Thursday. What's happening?
Happy Thursday, everybody out there. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Today's my third daughter's born day, too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
What you doing for her birthday? You do parties because of COVID, or what do you do? Just small celebration?
Well, she's three, so.
I mean.
You know, small stuff at the house.
Okay.
At the house. Gifts and things of that nature. You know, I grew up Jehovah's Witness, so.
You never got gifts?
Never.
So,
never.
Do you give gifts to your daughter?
Of course. Oh. I looked at all that stuff last night. My wife was rapping, and I was just like, man, these kids got it good.
Nah.
And then it's just, that little inner child, and you starts kicking at you. We didn't have any of this.
Better be lucky.
And I'm like, relax.
Oh, okay? My goodness.
Relax, all right?
Well, happy birthday,
it's all about repairing lineages.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, it's not repairing. I was a Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
It's part of the religion.
So you didn't do anything? No Christmas? No
none of that.
Halloween?
None of that.
So why, the kids were out there playing and doing stuff, you just looking out the
didn't
window?
Didn't even know nothing about it.
Damn it, man.
I mean, I knew it was going on, but I didn't care. I think that was the early stages of me becoming a sociopath. That's when I first started to make myself not feel.
Damn it, man.
I'm being honest.
I don't know what was worse, that or the way Yee grew up. Yee'd never been to Disney World. Yee'd never seen Lion King.
No, I went to Disney World.
There was times where Yee couldn't get off the stoop. I don't know what's worse.
No, I did that. If I do think about it, though, that was the first time I made myself not feel.
Like,
that's when I was making myself not feel.
That must have sucked. You come back to school during holiday, Christmas holiday, and your friends are like, I got this new toy. And you just sitting there.
Nah. Because my pops made sure I had things. Yeah, I had things. I had Nintendos and high-tech boots and stuff like that.
High-tech boots?
I did. I had a couple things.
Goodness gracious.
I could compete.
All right.
Okay?
All right,
stop. I don't want this. This day's not therapy.
Therapy's
tomorrow.
All right, sorry.
At 4:30.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. From Hollywood Unlocked. Also, he was on Love & Hip Hop. You know Jason Lee. He'll be joining us this morning.
Yeah, it's Hollywood Unlocked. Jason has the podcast. He has the radio show with iHeart, among other things.
Mm-hmm. So we'll kick it with him. He has some things to get off his chest this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll kick it with him in a little bit.
Oh, but
what?
Karen Civil will be checking in, too.
Oh, really?
Yes, she will.
Oh.
You got, I mean, what do we call it? What is it? Equal time? That's what it's called?
Nah, we just letting both rock. That's all.
It's called equal time.
Just letting them both rock.
No, it's
equal time is with politicians.
Oh, it's just with politicians?
Yes.
Oh.
I believe. Is that right, Eddie? Yes, it's just with politicians.
Well, morally, I think it has to be
we just let them both
outside
rock.
Of politics as well.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Even though it's just all messy.
Yeah, it is messy.
But, you know, hopefully we can get to a place of healing.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got front page news. You know, we talking about COVID.
You know, that means that Envy didn't even check to see what we got on the docket this morning.
Red, what does that say?
COVID. Okay, he might be right.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now in Thursday Night Football, the Carolina Panthers take on the Houston Texans tonight at 8:20. Now, 71 million eligible Americans still haven't got a shot, the COVID-19 shot, the White House estimates. As they are saying that, they're also saying that the FDA authorizes a Pfizer booster dose for people over 65 and up and people that are at high risk.
How many more people? 70 million?
71 million eligible Americans still haven't gotten a shot.
So what exactly happens when those 71 million get vaccinated? I mean, I'm just asking. I don't know. Because I thought it was if 70% of the country gets vaccinated, herd immunity kicks in. Weren't they saying that at one point?
They did say that at one point. I mean, they've been changing their stories and their situations, so I don't know, but that's what they're saying. They also been saying that.
So they just said that with no context? Like, they didn't say what 71 million people who are eligible to get vaccinated aren't, but what?
They're encouraging people to get the vaccine.
Gotcha.
They want people to get the vaccine. Now, Biden announces a $500 million Pfizer vaccine donation. They're saying with all these other countries around the world, you know, we're doing the third booster shot, and there's a lot of countries that can't even get the first shot. So they are donating 500 million vaccines to globally to different countries that need.
Okay.
Now, in Penn State suspended 117 students for missing tests. Now, what a lot of students are doing, what I've been hearing is, if they have a test, they're saying, hey, I'm sick, I can't go to class, or I had a problem with my Wi-Fi. And then they get the test from another student, and then they
drop on the clues bombs for those kids. You know, we've come a long way from the dog ate my homework.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what a lot of students are doing. So,
by the way, faking sick is an old trick for kids.
Yeah, but the thing now is if you're sick, you can't go to class because you possibly can have COVID, so you can't go. And then you just wait for one of your students to take the test, throw you the test, and you get an A.
That's how to look at things on the bright side. Seriously. We didn't have those kind of diseases when we were young. We had the ones that, you know, we had to take a little tussin and then take our ass to school.
That's right. Now, Texas governor, he says, well, I hear what's going on at the border, and this is what I'm going to do. He approved a mile-long steel barrier of police vehicles to try to deter more than 8,000 migrants. So he just lined up, it must have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of police cars, pretty much so to make sure that the migrants can't cross over.
So you're not building the wall, he's parking the wall.
He's parking basically. The wall.
They're parking the wall.
Pretty much. Okay. So that's what they're doing to deter people from actually coming here. And we got to say a congratulations to somebody in Manhattan. Somebody won $432 million. The Mega Millions ticket was bought in a Manhattan pizza joint. I didn't even know pizza stores sell tickets, but yeah.
All that money.
Now,
one ticket.
The pizza joint for selling a ticket will get $10,000. That's their commission for selling the winning ticket.
Damn. I mean, Mega Millions is over $500 million, too. By the way, I played Powerball and Mega Millions.
That's not true. Did you play it in a pizza shop?
No, I didn't play it in the pizza shop. I played it in Jersey. As soon as you said Manhattan, I get a letdown. Because everybody knows where they buy their ticket.
Correct.
So whenever you hear such and such state, you know, the ticket was bought, such and such city, the ticket was bought, you know that wasn't you.
Correct.
Yes, but I definitely play Mega Millions and Powerball.
I
Mega Millions
to play
is like 500 something million I saw this morning.
Yeah, I'm going to play it today. All right.
Because, well, you never know.
And that's your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Hit us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation,
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man
or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Envy, what's going on? It's Rick. What's going on? Charlamagne, good morning.
Peace, King.
Rick, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Yo, man, I don't know, man. What is the vendetta that we got with Haiti, man? I don't understand why they treat the Haitian immigrants like that.
Have you ever heard of the Haitian Revolution, sir?
I know the Haitian Revolution, but I'm saying if Haiti was the first country in the Caribbean to get independence, free from colonialism and everything like that. Are you telling me that all these colonist countries are holding a grudge against Haiti all these years?
Yes.
Haitians like that?
Yes. The Haitian Revolution was the largest and most successful slave rebellion in the Western Hemisphere. Okay? Yeah, yes. They got to make an example out of Haiti because they don't want any other people of color to ever think that they could do something like that ever again.
Yeah, but Charlamagne, these are hundreds of years later, decades later, right?
I'm with you.
You're telling me that we can bring in possible terrorists when we bring in people from Afghanistan, and we can't bring in a couple thousand people from Haiti that have been devastated by hurricane? It don't add up to me, man.
Rick, I agree with you, but them crackers hold a grudge.
Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Keith from Brooklyn, you heard?
Keith from Brooklyn, you heard?
Heard what?
You heard I'm from Brooklyn.
Let me ask you a question. When you're talking to a deaf person, do you say you heard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. True.
All right, what up, Keith from Brooklyn? You heard?
Anyway, man. Yo, what up, man? It never makes me feel great Then, you know, waking up and being able to listen to the Breakfast Club. Usually I'm at work. Right now I'm like under the covers. I got a spliff. You know what I mean? I'm just chilling here listening to y'all, man. Y'all are like my best friends in my head, man. I love y'all.
That's what radio is all about.
Listening, yo, G, what up?
She not here. So therefore, you under the...
I know, I'm just getting she's listening.
Yeah, you under the covers talking to two grown men.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you sound excited.
Just as excited as you.
Yeah, well, there's both some excited morning people today.
You pitching a tent? Are you pitching a tent?
Am I pitching a tent? I don't know what that means, man. Only you would know what that
Google,
means, man.
Google, Google, Google.
It is kind of weird that you naked
Google,
in your
sir.
Bed right now smoking a spliff listening to Charlamagne and Envy.
I appreciate it, though.
It is kind of weird that y'all turned this into a sexual experience.
What are you talking about? Nobody said nothing, okay? And if you want to know what...
I love y'all.
And I'm going to tell you what pitching a tent is. It's to have an erection while lying naked beneath a sheet.
Wow.
And then the sheet rises like a tent away from one's torso.
All right.
And most people pitch tents first things in the morning.
Explaining that to me just now.
Excuse me?
I said you sounded very excited explaining that to me just now.
Now that you know the definition, are you doing it?
No, you weirdo.
Oh.
Very easy.
I'm weirdo, but you're entertaining the conversation.
Yo, this
Bro.
Is... Keith,
what else you want me to do?
You haven't hung up yet. And don't ask me what else you want me to do. Don't ask that question. Huh? Oh, you first. You first. You first. You first. You first. Leave if you really want to leave. I don't believe you want to leave. Leave if you want to leave.
If you hang up, I'll hang up.
No, you first. You first. Exactly. 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 You have.
Oh, I'm gonna
hang up. I'm gonna hang up. That got awkward.
Why did you?
That got awkward, man.
Okay.
Yo,
wow. We were playing a game of chicken.
Wow.
Right.
Y'all playing choke the chicken.
Choke the chicken. Exactly.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up! Wake up! Wake your ass!
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Jay from Queens.
Jay from Queens, what up? Get it off your chest.
All right, so I kind of wanted to get this. Well, first off, good morning, DJ Envy and Dr. Lenard McKelvey.
Peace, King.
So yesterday, DJ Envy, you kind of made it a little weird with your intro.
I was here by myself. I didn't have nobody to talk to.
What did he say?
Yeah, but he was trying to imitate you.
I did. I did imitate him well. I was like, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy.
No, it was
yo,
not
yo,
well.
Yo, 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 yo.
No. See, here's the thing when you do it. You still sound like you. You still got that. It was like, you need to do some pushes before you do it.
All right, next time I will, man. Let me hear you do it. Go do it.
Nah, I can't imitate Dr. Lenard McKelvey. He's only one. He's a one in a kind.
That is very true. Thank you, sir. Are you just hung up on a man like that?
What? He said he was on. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's happening, Breakfast Club? This French, man. What's happening?
French, what's happening, King?
Good. Hey, man, I got a ball to pick with y'all. So I'm going to set this up real quick. So I just crossed over from the Godfather station. Y'all know who the Godfather is. We're going to say his name.
Elvis Duran. No, Elvis Duran. Hey. You don't disrespect Elvis like that.
Yeah. Why disrespect? I won't get a man no free advertising on your joint.
Man, that's
the Godfather, bro. You said it. That's the Godfather.
We're the same family, but go ahead.
So check this out. So the problem I have is with Charlamagne. You tell everybody they need to go get therapy. And let me tell you something. I'm a combat vet who's seen action. You know the first role of therapy is self-therapy. You talk to yourself. Not out loud, but in your mind, and you think things through, right? But you're giving a lot of these clowns passes by saying, no, you need therapy. That's like a green pass. Second, Angelique, she's like the righteous mind. She lay up there and tell, you know, empathize with everybody and give the fake feelings like, oh, I feel your pain. I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry for that. Everything I'm doing. And it's not sincere. Now, Envy, I give him credit. We ain't gonna even talk about the homosexual stuff, but we'll leave that alone. But Envy, you all right in my book? I think you gotta tighten it up, baby.
No, I think everybody needs therapy. I think everybody's dealing with some sort of trauma. And I agree with you. Even when you say self-therapy, though, to me, that's just awareness of self. And sometimes that awareness leads you to go get the help you need.
True, but it starts with your inner self. You know, everybody should talk to themselves. And I don't mean out loud, but talk to yourself. That way you can think it through. And then you realize, well, hey, maybe I shouldn't say this, or maybe I shouldn't do this, or maybe I shouldn't do that.
Or maybe I should go get some help.
These clowns Well, hey, well, everybody got their own little battles. But, I mean, you're just giving out green passes for these people who do stupid stuff.
Man, we all got trauma, bro. Like, humans will always fail purity tests, man. We got to stop this. There's nobody out there who doesn't deserve, you know, some sort of grace and some sort of redemption. Like, we got to start giving people the same thing we want God to give us, period. Imagine if God felt like that.
Right, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, when we come back, we got the rumors we got to tell you about Rihanna. She talks about her new music. Is it possibly coming? Is it still coming? When is it coming? Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, everybody's been dying for this new Rihanna album, right? Last time Rihanna released the album was in 2016. Now, Rihanna, she speaks. She says her music will be completely different. Let's hear it.
You're not going to expect what you hear. Just put that in your mind. Like, whatever you know of Rihanna is not going to be what you hear. I'm really experimenting. And music is like, it's like fashion. You should be able to play. I should be able to wear whatever I want. And I treat music the same way. So I'm having fun, and it's going to be completely different.
Rihanna don't owe y'all peasants nothing. And I'm going to tell you something else. If I was Rihanna, I wouldn't even put out no music. But if I did put out music, I'd be sounding just like that, meaning that I would make the kind of music that I want. Why? Because I'm already filthy freaking rich.
That is true.
Okay, music is a hobby for me. So at the end of the day, I just want to create art.
Right.
So whatever my spirit tells me to do, I'm going to do it. I'm not trying to make me another Umbrella or another We Found Love. Whatever you expected from me, don't expect. I appreciate that. I think that's what every artist should do when they get to a certain point.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I would do music if I was Rihanna. Because she is filthy, right? Billionaire,
yeah.
Right? Why do music? Why have to go on tour? Why have to be scrutinized by people? Well, she doesn't like that.
She don't have to go on tour. But the second part is what I was just saying. I agree with you because there's nothing to criticize Rihanna for.
Nothing.
Rihanna is flawless.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Rihanna is out here living her best life. Music is going to give haters an opportunity to hate.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be so much needless criticism about her music, but I'm going to be here to check out whatever Rihanna does because, man, Rihanna is a blueprint for a lot of people. A lot of people, male, female, black, white, it don't matter. She's dope. I like the way she moves.
Now, Eddie Murphy just inked a 3-picture deal with Amazon Studios. They're not saying the amount, but I'm sure it's going to be a lot of money. Now, one of these movies will be Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Interesting.
Now, I don't know if I'm excited about Beverly Hills Cop 4. I mean, I love the Beverly Hills franchise, but I didn't necessarily love Coming to America 2. I didn't
appreciate Coming to America 2. I didn't. I really didn't. I love Dolomite, though. You know what I'm saying?
Dolomite was good, but
I love Dolomite. It's just movies with that kind of expectations rarely live up to them.
Correct. And I did not.
But I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch Beverly Hills Cop 2.
But I'm a Coming to America fan, and I didn't like Part 2. I just felt like it was watered down. It didn't make sense to me. But
Coming to America 2 felt like a satire of Coming to America 1. It felt like a spoof of Part 1.
Now, congratulations to Kevin Hart. He teamed up with director F. Gary Gray on Lift. Now, Hart will play a master thief who was, wooed by his ex-girlfriend in the FBI to pull off an impossible heist. So, I look forward to that. Yo, Kevin Hart stays with a check, stays with a movie, stays with something new.
Man, drop on the clues bombs with Kevin Hart. That's my friend. It's my business partner. You know, me and Kevin Hart have a company at Audible called SBH Productions. Can't wait to show y'all what we've been cooking up over there.
All right.
Man, I might have said too much already. No, it's been announced.
No. Y'all announced it.
It was announced.
Now, Saweetie, she wants to teach you everything she knows about sex. She has a new show coming on Netflix. It's called Unzipped. It's a comedy special. Now, she'll be playing the host of Sex Unzipped. I don't know what she's going to be talking about. She said it's Saweetie and a group of sex-positive puppets will do their part in helping debunk several myths and misconceptions about sex while using their own experiences to address the matters.
Do people still have myths about sex? Seriously, in 2021? Like, when we see everything everywhere?
I don't think so.
You know what I mean? When you got podcasts like Horrible Decisions and, you know, Call Me Daddy and Guys I F'd, like, you know, Horrible Decisions always says no kink shaming.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, is there really any myths about sex anymore?
I'm sure a little bit. I'm sure a little bit. But, I mean, we talk about all of our stuff up here freely, so.
What do we talk about?
What are you talking about?
What do we talk about, Envy?
What is this point?
What
do
we talk about?
What is this pointer?
What do we talk about?
What is this pointer go?
What pointer?
This pointer.
Man, what is wrong with you, man? You always want to play a game of stinky finger.
And that is your rumor report.
That ain't no rumor, bro. That ain't no rumor. Don't start that rumor.
That's your rumor report.
All right. Okay.
Now, when we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about Facebook donating $2 million. We'll tell you to where. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Want to look like $1 million, but only spend a handful of bucks? Upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club 6 Blade Razor for a noticeably smooth shave thanks to their 6 precision cut stainless blades. Find your perfect shave wherever you shop, in-store and online at dollarshave.com. That's dollarshave.com.
Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, it's Thursday Night Football. The Panthers take on the Texans tonight at 8:20 Eastern time.
Damn, tonight is Thursday, huh? Yep. Today is Thursday.
Panthers are 2-0. Texans are 1-1. Now, in some sad news. This is horrible. A 16-year-old boy was killed and 2 other children were hurt in a shooting at a school bus stop in Kentucky.
Mm.
Now, they were waiting for the school bus to go to school, and it was a drive-by, and like I said, a 16-year-old boy was killed. Now, the reason I'm reporting the story because it's such a it's so horrible that they have a license plate of the car. So, it's a gray Jeep, license plate with Illinois plates, B as in boy, D as in David, 91644. All right, they're asking if you have any information about this vehicle. Again, the plates are B as in boy, D as in David, 91644.
Who was the intended target? Do we know?
They don't know yet.
I'm sure somebody just didn't open fire on a group of kids at a bus stop.
Yeah, they say the police are looking for the occupants of this gray Jeep. They say we're in the area at the time of the shooting. So they're not saying that the gray Jeep did the shooting, but they're saying that this Jeep was in the area at the time of the shooting, and they really would like to find it.
Dropping the clues bombs for Envy. You know what I'm saying?
See something, say something.
That's right. He's the son of a cop. I'm with you, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you start, I mean, anytime you see innocent children, you know, things like that happening, you got to get them off the street because those people don't care nothing about you or me, and the next person that may happen to may be your child or somebody that you love.
Absolutely. All right, now the McBride sisters. You remember the McBride sisters when they came
up here?
They had their wine.
Black Girl Magic wine, of course.
Well, when they were up here, they talked about a partnership they had with Facebook. You want to play it?
And then we also partnered with Facebook that created this whole mentorship leadership program.
Each of the women got, you know, a $10,000 cash grant for their business, but we didn't want, I mean, money is great, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like we wanted to be able to help make connections and provide services to help their businesses sustain and thrive and to help them as owners to continue to grow and become a part of this community. So we brought in additional partners that can help these women to, you know, advance themselves as entrepreneurs and as owners in their business.
Well, the reason we played that is Facebook donated $2 million to the McBride Sister Collections She Can Fund. And they can decide what they want to do with the money. So they're going to do 100 She Can Fund grantees will receive $20,000 in Facebook advertising credits.
I am holding a can of She Can right now. Mm-hmm. McBride Sisters She Can Island Citrus Dry Rosé Spritzes in my hands right now.
Now, they also get mentorship and guidance through his Facebook elite group for Black and Latinx and Hispanic-owned businesses. So congratulations, and that's pretty dope.
That's right. Dropping the clues bombs to the McBride Sisters. Glad Facebook's donating $2 million. They could do more, but hey. You know, we'll take it.
Now, in some positive news, that this is, you know how they say couple goals? This is couple goals right here. This is America's longest living married couple. They celebrated their 86th anniversary. 86th anniversary.
How old are they?
Ralph is 104, Dorothy's 103.
God damn. Where they live at?
Nebraska.
Jesus Christ. Dropping the clues bombs for Ralph and Dorothy. 104 and 103?
86 years.
I know them jokes that they be snapping on each other fire at this point when they get on each other's nerves. I can't wait till you die. Like, I know. I know them conversations hit different. Like, you better bring your ass in here and eat because it might be your last meal.
It might be your last meal. They were married in 1935. He was 18.
Oh, have mercy. That's
she was
amazing.
17.
Beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
Goodness gracious.
Nah, that's beautiful. Like, they are soulmates. What if you met them and had a conversation with them and realized they're not soulmates? And they just been together for convenience purposes.
I hate that lady. I hate that man.
Somebody need to talk to them. I want to have a conversation with them. 86 years married?
Yeah.
Wow. 104, 103. They got to be happy, though, because they're still alive.
Yeah.
Clearly, there's been a lack of stress. You know what I mean? Clearly, they've been doing something right. I would love to talk to them.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, when we come back, Jason Lee will be joining us. You know Jason Lee. He was on Love & Hip Hop. He also owns Hollywood Unlocked. And we'll be talking to him when we come back. A lot going on with him in the last couple of days. All right? So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. Which is different than empathy, yeah. Right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
You've been hearing his name all weekend, all week long.
We have Jason Lee here. Jason Lee, good morning.
Man, I'm happy to be back.
Now, you know him from Hollywood Unlocked and a host of others, but we've been hearing your name all week long.
Yep.
So let's get right into it. So I think we pretty much heard the story about Karen Civil and everything that was said about her from Hollywood Unlocked. So break down what happened, what was the story.
First of all, how are you, Jason? How are you today, sir?
Jesus Christ! I'm good. You know, the last couple of days, I ain't gonna lie, my energy's been kind of low. It has been a low vibration because The old Jason, when this is happening, feeling some level of vindication would just be burning the internet up.
Mm-hmm.
But I really am trying to evolve as a person. Like, I've mastered the tea thing. Like, it's cool. I now want to get into the cappuccino. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to evolve. I want to evolve as a brand. And so I've been really restraining myself from responding.
Mm-hmm.
The only place I wanted to come and talk to you about was here because I really feel like everybody in the culture pays attention to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And so going on my Instagram, going on a rant, going on a tangent, it wouldn't do anything but take me back to where I'm trying to get away from. So
you think you get into a place of healing within yourself?
Well, you know, a couple last times I've seen you, you said I always have a scowl on my face.
Yes, I'm like Jason.
So I've started the therapy process.
Great.
I started the weight loss process. Mm-hmm. I started working on myself. I started paying more attention to how I react to situations because I think oftentimes what I want to say gets lost in the delivery. This weekend, I think, was for many reasons a test. It was like, okay, here's a big one. What you going to do with that? Because when Hollywood Unlocked to come down, I want people to understand this is bigger than an
Instagram. There's a lot of people that don't know what we're talking about, so you got to fill them in the whole story.
Okay. So I started Hollywood Unlocked in 2015. But then when I launched Hollywood Unlocked, nobody gravitated towards that. Everybody was afraid of it because the gossips of the world and the media takeouts, they put me all in that bucket. And I was immediately marginalized, even with the relationships I had. It was like, nah, he going to be messy. So after trying to get people to support me and not getting it, I said, you know what? I'm just going to become a critic as a fan. I'm just going to say this is what I like or don't like. But then I started getting really into it and seeing the negative side of it. And I saw on social media, this is what the people wanted to react to.
Mm.
And then ultimately I ended up in this, you know, loving hip hop world and all that. So when I launched Hollywood Unlocked, I started out with no money. No, I started from an Instagram page. I found young black women and black men who wanted to learn blogging, saw me on Love & Hip Hop, believed in me, and believed that I was going to figure it out. So they started interning, mm-hmm. started having them work, and then we started getting money. Then I started paying people. Then I started having, I had a legitimate business. And right when I feel like on our way there, we had got to 1.2 million followers on Instagram. We did the Love & Hip Hop thing. I launched the podcast, Hollywood Unlocked, Uncensored. My Instagram goes down. So I didn't know where it came down. I was looking through my text message yesterday. One of the first people I text was Karen Civil.
Mm.
Hey, the Hollywood Unlocked Instagram page came down. I know you got relationships to Instagram, Facebook. Can you help me? Yeah, let me connect you with so-and-so. So I said, okay, cool. Now, moving forward, I am at Wildin' Out. It's a couple months in now. I've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So the site was down for how long?
The site was up at that point for, I want to say, 2 to 3 years.
And then it was down for how long? How long was it?
Like 3 or 4 months.
It was down that long?
It may even be longer than that. We're now going through all of the stuff. Uh-huh. Like, it's a lot. So, you know, when you're making 6 figures a month from one source and then that just goes away, first thing you start saying is like, where can I consolidate? Where can I downsize? Where can I... My staff doubled up job responsibilities. We moved stuff around. So I didn't have to lose anybody, but I lost hundreds of thousands of revenue. And then I called Karen for help and she said, oh, I'm gonna help you. So she was on the job. I'm at Wildin' Out one day backstage, getting ready to go on the stage. We're about to pray, and my phone's blowing up. I'm like, who is this? So finally, I take the call, and it's this guy I had met at Art Basel. I say, I'm about to go on stage at Wildin' Out, and he says to me, yo, I just saw you say something crazy on your Instagram about your personal Instagram about your page being deleted, Hollywood Unlocked. I said, yeah. He said, well, I know who did it. I said, who did it? He said, my brother did it. I want to put you on the phone with him. I tell Nick, hold on. I can't go out there.
Now you're about to tape, bro. You're about to tape. Nick, hold on.
Hold on, Nick. We got to hold the whole... Hold on. He puts the brother on three-way. It's a kid. So I'm like, yo, is this a game? Are y'all trying to get clout?
Take this a joke, bro.
He says to me, listen, Karen Civil, you know who that is? I say, yeah. He says, you know, she has paid me to take your page down. I say, you need to send me proof. He had screen recorded all of his text messages with Karen Civil, all of everything. She basically not only put a hit on Hollywood Unlocked, but my YouTube channel, my personal Instagram, my Facebook. She had sent all my content, all my stuff to him, and he screen recorded it. She basically put a hit on all my pages.
Why?
Because I had written a story at Hollywood Unlocked. After Cameron did his thing and we posted it, she asked to take it down. I think we took that down because she didn't like that. And I was trying to get her on my show. She was scheduled to come on, and right before I saw these text messages too, she says, I'm coming on, but we can't talk Cameron. I said, well, on my show, you can't tell me what we can't talk about. We just going to talk. But you can flip it however you want to flip it, but it's a safe space. She canceled the interview. From that point on, I was like, okay, you really not a friend. You want to use me as this platform to push your agenda. No. So at that point, we started being really fair, but we were really on top of Karen's shit. James R. from Love & Hip Hop hits me up and he says, hey, Karen Civil took $17,000 from me. This is after all the camera stuff. So I said, really? I said, well, if you post it, I'll repost it on Hollywood Unlocked. He did, and I posted it. Next thing I do is I get a call from Karen Civil, like, yo, can you take that down? I said, no, because that's what happened. Now, if you want to come on my show and talk about it and the camera, let's do it. She said no. She left. It was cool. Next thing I get, Walter Mosley, my first attorney when I started blogging, sends me a cease and desist letter from Karen saying, take it down or they're going to sue me. I call Walter and I'm like, bruh, now you already know I'm not taking it down. And I left it up. And anyway, long story short, that went bad. And then the next thing is the page went down probably like a month later. So fast forward to the guy. When he tells me this, I start thinking, why would Karen Civil do it? And there were two things happening at the time. I've taken a big hit about the whole beef with Nicki Minaj. And by the way, Nicki, I know you called me the other day. We're going to get to that in a minute. When I took the whole beef with Nicki Minaj, this started with all the way back in 2017 when Karen was working for Nicki as her social media pit bull. Mm-hmm. And she would call and say, can you post this about Nicki? Can you post this about Nicki? Can you do this? Can you do this? And if you do it, Nicki's going to like it. Nicki's going to comment. And at first we did, and we tried to show love to Nicki, and Nicki never showed the love back, so we stopped. And then Karen kept pushing Nicki. And then I kind of just fell back from her. So when I saw the text message from the guy, after I got off Love Wildin' Out, I went to my hotel. I got multiple phones. I set up one phone videotaping and one phone FaceTiming the guy. And I asked him for 2 hours. I talked to him about it. He tells me he's a young kid from Florida, wants to get in the rap game. He's basically poor, struggling, doesn't have an outlet, met a Karen Civil. Karen told him that if he worked with her and helped her with a couple things online, hacking, which is what his side hustle was, that she would put him on. And then she sends him $20,000 with instructions to take out my shit. He tells me all this. He sends me all the receipts, all the text messages, and I end my two-hour call with him. Then I pick up the phone, camera over here, phone over here, and I call Karen Civil. And I called her and I said, hey, so we have to have a conversation. What's up, Jason? Mind you, remember, I thought she was helping me get my page back. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yo, this is a weird ass call I got to make to you right now. I know how the fuck my page went down. You did it. And she was quiet. And I went on and on telling her what I know. Before you say anything to me, I talked to this dude. This is what he said. This is what you did. You know you did it. And she says to me, you know what? I had to do it. You know what I mean? Like, you got your ways of doing your dirt. I got my ways of mine.
That's kind of gangster. You got to admit.
I respect it.
I would admit it, though.
You got to admit, that's kind of gangster, Jason.
I ain't going to lie.
I've done a lot of things in my life.
That's what I'm saying.
I would admit it, yes.
I've done a lot of things in my life. Now, I always know who I'm dealing with when I'm dealing with people. If you know you're dealing with somebody who ain't afraid to say anything, owns his own brand, can say whatever the fuck he wants, and you know now you got caught, I would have lied to the end of the day. But the problem is, she knew I had the receipts because I told her. Mm-hmm. So she owned it. And when she said it, I was sitting there looking like, okay, cool. So I said to her, cool, I appreciate you being honest, but just know this, I don't know when and where, but I'm gonna get you. I don't know
when,
how.
When was this? When did you find out that it was her? How long ago was this?
This was in 2018.
Oh, damn, so y'all been sitting on this.
Fast forward, I get off a Wildin' Out, I come back to LA, and I'm out. I go to Penthouse, and I walk directly into Karen Civil. And she says, can I talk to you? And mind you, I haven't seen her since our conversation. She sits down and she begs me to forgive her. Please, Jason, please, just like, let's get past this. You know, I own my shit. You know, we this and this. You're in the culture. I'm in the culture. The other. And it hit me. Okay, she actually thinks I will forgive her. So I said, you know what? Give me some time to think about it. I appreciate you being humble and really asking. Let me think about it because we do have a relationship. But in my mind, I was saying, oh, no. Went home. I prayed on it. And then I hit her. I said, you know what, Karen? You're right. We worked really hard to be a part of this culture, and it needs us. You have the brands on lock. Let's work together. You're right. And I disarmed her. And from that point on, she would call me. Hey, I need Tiffany Haddish to give us a quote for Nipsey's his memorial book. Not a problem. Let me call Tiffany. So she thought we were friends this whole time.
Hold on. What did God tell you when you prayed, Jason?
Although vengeance is his, sometimes on earth, you got to set up situations for people to get their own karma. This is what happened. I didn't go and burn down the internet with the Karens and this because if I would have said it, nobody would have believed me. Mm-hmm. Nobody would have believed me. They'd have been like, no way, Karen Civil with Hillary Clinton.
They would have called you a hater.
They would have called me a hater. They would have said he's hating black women. They say everything about me. I was fat. They said. And
I'm sure Hillary has hacked the email or two. Or a site.
I mean, Karen probably did that too, allegedly. Here's the deal. When I was fat, they said he's going to die of a heart attack. I lost all the weight. They said he had HIV. They asked me what my preference in dating was. I said, a light-skinned Dominican. They say he's a colorist. I said that a trans woman shouldn't have any opinion over the body of a female when it comes to pregnancy. I'm transphobic. If I say I date younger, I'm a pedophile. When I tell a guy I won't fuck him to put him on Love and Hip Hop, he said I was too aggressive and a loose to wanting to rape him. They've said everything about me. Mm-hmm. And I never defended myself until this year. And with Karen, this past weekend, when people wanted me to get online and drag her, I said, you know what? This is vindication in many ways and also validation. Wack was texting me as I'm driving down the street in Miami, get on Clubhouse, it's going down. So I get on Clubhouse and she's having this whole conversation. And what I think the people are missing is, you know, they have selective cancellation. Karen Civil was in a Clubhouse chat with Keita, who was the assistant of Big U. For people who don't know who Big U is, run the Crip organization for many years, and he's a public figure who does a lot of good work in the community. Karen Civil was back and forth with Keita about how Nip didn't f*** with her before he died, and how the family didn't f*** with her, and how she used the memorial of Nipsey Hussle to propagate this big thing with the Barack Obama and all of this, like she was that girl. Then she confronted Jesse Wu and did this whole, I'm a street bitch, this is how I handle things, try to get gangster like she did with my Instagram. So I'm listening to it, and I waited for it to pause, and then I interjected and said, well, let's talk about Hollywood Unlocked because you took it down. Now, mind you, she know I got the receipts. She knows we've had all these conversations. And in her mind, she couldn't really finesse the conversation because she had to go through years and years of conversations, text messages about Nikki, this and that. She really didn't know where I was going to come with it, and she admitted it. And that's all I needed. Then you had Joyner Lucas. Then you had Big U come and say she did it. Then you had the organization of Haiti says she did it. Mm-hmm. Then you have YG, who she was a part of his camp, his artist saying it. All these people are saying it, so now people are listening to me. And you know what? I've been said it first. But let me tell you what she's doing now that I haven't told nobody. So she calls Wack and she says, hey, yo, you cool with Jason Lee? Like, because I made sure when this broke that I sent it to every platform and said, I'm sending it to you, put it up. Everybody put it out. So Wack calls me and said, so she calls Wack and she says, are you cool with Jason Lee? And he's like, yeah, Jason cool, always been cool with me. He always wanted it. She asked him, like, to basically make it go away, make me go away. Wack was like, nah, I'm not getting in that. So then I get a call from somebody who says, somebody reaches out to my team and says, somebody wants to talk to Jason Lee. I said, okay, well, let me call him. I called him, and he said, Nicki Minaj would like to speak to you. What? Nicki Minaj? After 4 years of fighting, dropping stories on her, talking, I mean, she's... She currently got served for the husband who raped that girl. You know, she canceled the VMAs because she wasn't ready to do her performance, even though she blamed it on COVID and didn't get the Video Vanguard Award as a result of that. I don't even know if we dropped that story. But she has all these issues with me, and she wants to talk about Karen Civil. So the person said Nikki wanted to talk to me with Karen on the phone. I said, no, she can call me directly. I'll talk to Nikki. But she didn't want to talk to me by herself on the phone, so the call didn't happen. The reason why I think Nikki is trying to call now and intervene is because when we pursue Karen the way that we're getting ready to, we got to go through a process called discovery. Where'd the $20,000 come from? How'd you file that on your taxes? Did he file on his taxes? He's a minor. Did you have a contract with his parents? Did you get permission? I want to follow the money. I want to follow the text message, the emails. Who's behind it? Who's supporting what? That's what they're trying to avoid. But they can't avoid it now because it's out there, and we plan to figure it out.
All right, well, we have more with Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're still talking with Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked. Now, he's here talking about his situation and everything that's going on with Karen Civil. Now, are y'all going to press charges? Or are y'all going to try to get her locked up?
We had a meeting yesterday, and my team doesn't want to talk about everything we plan to do legally, but just, like, for sure, it's not a moment in social media history. Definitely gonna pursue it. I tweeted that she should go to jail and that, I didn't tweet that. I said that on my Instagram in a rant, that she should go to jail and that,
I want to give another perspective.
Yeah.
Here. Because I f*** with everybody involved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't hate nobody. I either love you, wish you well, or hope you heal. Do you really want to see her go to jail, Jason?
Yes.
Why?
I'm gonna tell you why. Let's have this conversation. Everybody wants to see Tory Lanez go to jail for shooting Meg. He hurt a black woman, allegedly. So if he's found guilty of hurting her, that's a crime. He should go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Protect black women. Protect Jesse Wu. Protect the women in Haiti. Protect the women, the black women that were my employees who were subjected to almost losing their jobs as a result of this cybercrime. It's a crime. But it's a crime against somebody that may not be as popular as Meg or whatever, but it's still a crime. People should be held accountable. So I look at it like, if I take Karen Civil out the way, the person, and I look at the activity of cyber crimes, extortion, and all the other things or whatever, yeah, why should she not be held accountable? Because she stood on a podium with Hillary Clinton? She lost too. They both need to lose. I'm not mad at her. I appreciate that she took responsibility. I'm glad that she owned it. And I'm glad that her voice admitted it. But now she needs to be held accountable.
Now, Charlamagne, let me ask you a question now.
Yes, sir.
If it wasn't Karen Civil, let's say it was just a regular person that did this, do you think that that person should go to jail? Or do you say, or you feel different because Karen's your homie?
Yeah, I mean, I can't answer that question. Like I know Karen. You know what I mean? Yeah, I can't.
Or somebody tried to take you down. You know what I mean? And say,
well, see, I see both sides. Mm-hmm. I understand why Jason feels the way he feels. I can see why Karen got the page tape. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, that's Envy's playbook, by the way. Envy will get something taken down.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. I do too. I would do it.
That's my play. But you got.
I wouldn't hire a hacker.
You do it the right way.
Right.
Let me say this. I've done it the right way. If you do it the right way, damn, you beat me at my own game. But if you do it the wrong way, you did it dirty. I don't subscribe to the street politics. I'm not a gangster. I will call the FBI, and we are calling them. I will call the people that have to do their job at holding you accountable. So you can go get your street and send them to my house. You can do all. I got street too, but I'm not calling them. All of y'all, look up the word racketeering and all that other shit. Don't bother me. You did your dirt. You owned it. Now you got to own it all the way through. And so if the streets say, well, he's a snitch, he's this and that. I already said when I got shot, I went right there to court and said, Your Honor, he shot me. He was driving and it's because of him. And they're all in prison for the rest of their life right now. I already did it. So
you're a civilian. I'm a civilian.
Now, for people who ask, right, is there any way to not proceed?
That's what I want to see. How can we heal? Can we get to a proper understanding? Because she did hold herself accountable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She did admit she did you wrong. Like, is there any way, like, it could
get the next day she went on a Clubhouse and allegedly said she has an audio of me that I don't want to get out. Put it out. Release the tapes. I don't give a f- what you say about me. Every phone call I have, I assume I'm either on a speakerphone or being recorded because I've done it.
But I know Karen for a long time. I've never done business with her, so I can't speak to any of her business interests. But I've seen her personally do a lot of good for people.
But you've done business with her and don't realize. I'm going to show you how she do business. If she sets up Hillary Clinton to come here, which is great for the Breakfast Club, that's great for you guys. It's a good look. But the way she uses the Breakfast Club to sell herself to Hillary Clinton is the transaction.
Well, she didn't set that up, though.
I'm saying hypothetically. Like, got you. Right? So she knows how to say, like, for example, if she can say, I can call the owners of all the platforms and create this narrative for you, she sells that, right? And that's what she's done. I have several text messages of her trying to do that for other artists. But that's why this last year, when I took some downtime, I didn't really take downtime. I took the COVID time to start developing these courses that I'm working on so that way I can level the playing field. There should be multiple Hollywood Unlocks, multiple Shade Rooms. So I'm going to teach people how to create and monetize their own blog, how to create a successful podcast, how to build a multi-million-dollar company from scratch and have a voice in the culture. So that's part of what I've been working on. Mm-hmm. So that way, the one Karen Civil doesn't control the three voices that have the most impact in the culture. And so, yeah, it's messy. But see, that's the narrative they'll create to say Jason's messy. This is a mess that I didn't create. Mm-hmm. This is a mess mm-hmm. that Karen Civil created. But I feel like
that blueprint that we keep talking about with Karen is the influencer blueprint, though. Like I feel like I see everybody move like that.
But what's Karen's? I know Envy's title. I know your title. I know my titles. What is Karen's title? People thought she was a publicist. Then she was a media maven. Then she was a marketing specialist. She is a chameleon, shape-shifting, finessing hustler. And she's done a great job at it, and I can't knock her for that.
She makes things happen.
But you can pick up the phone and call Adam, the CEO of Instagram, anytime you want. We could all make things happen. We all got buttons we could push. But how we protect and safeguard those relationships and how we engage them and how we utilize them is important.
The only thing I didn't like, Jason.
Yes.
The only thing I didn't like
okay.
is when you do the Breakfast Club in there. Mm-hmm. And y'all said, I don't know what the word you use, but we were fouled for having her up here. And I would say the only reason I say that is with this having this platform is we try to have people that most media won't have.
Yeah.
You know, you could be a millionaire by creating your own blog and creating your own media company. You could be your own millionaire by doing car shows and being a DJ. That's the only thing I didn't like. I was like, we go based off of trying to give people an opportunity.
And also, with you being here today, like if Karen wants to come on, we have to have her on.
Yeah, she should. Okay, to your point, I was definitely gaslighting. let me be very clear. I wasn't at all suggesting that you all were complicit mm-hmm. in supporting the bullshit. What I was saying is we all have to be very careful of who we give the platform to. And you didn't know. None of you knew, mm-hmm. you know? I know now people are online saying, Charlamagne's protecting his friend, not holding her accountable. I want her to come to the Breakfast Club, but I want her to be asked the real questions. Give her the space to answer them all. She's talking on Clubhouse all day long.
It's also not my responsibility to hold her accountable. Only thing I can do is report the story, but, and I think I told you this, you have a right to your opinion because you actually had that interaction with her. Joyner does. Jesse does, Cameron does. The rest of us are just on the outside looking in.
I kind of disagree. If she comes up on this platform, and anybody who comes up on this platform, if there's something that's said about them and we don't ask, I don't think we.
Oh no, but that's not holding them accountable. That's just asking them. Because what if she said I didn't do any of that?
Oh,
I admitted to Jason, but I didn't do none of that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
On one hand, I totally understand that where people would say, "Well, everybody's saying it doesn't necessarily mean that it's true," because there's been narratives created about all of us that mm-hmm. aren't true. That once somebody says it, another person says it, another person says it, another person says it. With social media, it's it must be true. Absolutely. I get that. I understand that, and I could appreciate the fairness. But I'm telling you, on my brother's grave, if it was right here and me standing on it, it happened to me.
She admitted to it. We know that.
She admitted to it because she knows I have the receipts. All I'm saying is. You know, I feel like you guys know me. I'm on national radio in part because of you and the show. I'm evolving as a brand as a result of the opportunities that I've gotten that I'm thankful for. But I also am not perfect and I will own my imperfections. But I just want a fair opportunity to do that. And I ran it a fair way until she came along. Now I'm back on track. And as part of my next level of evolution, I have to start working on repairing a lot of damage I've done by some of my delivery. Now, I don't know if that started today. Maybe it starts tomorrow. I think it's a daily process, but I'm asking people to just let me evolve and grow. And you
she should have that same grace, though, right?
No.
Jesus, no. Jason, that's not how it works.
Because, so if you get cancer in your arm, what are we going to move the cancer to your leg? You cut the cancer out. That's how you heal. That's how the culture heals. How many house right now work at Apple and all these other places who act like they really are the culture? You're moving the culture, but you don't own nothing. No, you're not moving the culture. You are the house that goes out to wrangle the culture so that way you can give them a piece of the bag, but you're not giving them the piece of the ownership. I own Hollywood Unlocked 97% of my company right now. When I sit down at the table, I'm not listening to somebody tell me what I'm going to do. I'm telling them what I'm going to do. And that has been the problem. When I see Rihanna and the first thing she says to me out her mouth is, I love you and I know it's hard being friends with people that do what I do, but as a businesswoman, I respect how you built your brand. That's why I love Rihanna, not just because she looked good and smelled good, because she sees me as a person. And I feel like oftentimes I've done a lot of things and I've done a lot of viral videos and said a lot of that made people just say, this is crazy, he messy, he a gay messy blogger, I don't want to pay attention to him. But now I'm trying to evolve out of that.
That's why I with you though, because I mean even years ago when we did that demo for the funeral, it's like I wasn't even working then. I wasn't in radio and you hit me up. So that's Jason saw me way back then. So I've always seen Jason since that moment.
Yeah, I'm sitting in my living room yesterday watching you on Good Morning America and I'm like, you know, a lot of people who do what we do or do whatever they do, hairstylist, fashion style, they'll look at y'all and be like, why he get that? Why he on HBO? Why he on Comedy Central? Why is he? I did say that about your house though. That motherfucker is so big and all them Rolls Royces he got. I look at him like, damn, he doing it. But that's where I hit you and say, I want to figure out real estate. You know, I don't
say
hate
it. Real quick. Yeah, because I'm going to edit it. When you say this, I'm going to set a house, I'm going to put.
I did say that about your though. That motherfucker is so big.
He always plays. He always plays.
But when I look at you, but when I look at what you guys, the moves you guys are making, I'm like, yo, I look at you as a template. I look at you as a roadmap. I don't look at you as competition. Wendy's in the hospital today. I'm sending her flowers and
healing energy.
I'm not saying, ooh, I hope that seat opens up for me. I don't ever think like that because what is for you will get to you when it's your turn. Mm-hmm. And when we did the funeral demo, the reason why I reached out to you is because in many ways, I'm like, yo, he is fearless. He is saying, he don't care. Now you more polished now than you were then because you were
out of control.
You were out of control. But
that was 15 years ago, by the way.
It was 15 years ago, but I was like, yo, what I wanted was to just be unfiltered and be honest. But now I'm learning I don't have to be nasty. I don't have to be vindictive. You said something on Good Morning America that I thought was really, really important, which is why I texted you at the time. You said, if you have a platform, you have a responsibility to use that in a productive way. And when I look at how I've used Hollywood Unlocked, although I think in many times I have, there have been times where I've done it in a different way. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm like, yo, I'm talking to millions of people every day. I have a responsibility to take them higher. Mm-hmm. So how do I elevate them? And so I'm figuring that out. I don't have it all figured out, but I am figuring that out.
All right. I hope that we can get healing energy between all parties involved. You know, I do agree. Accountability is very important. But after that happens, you got to give everybody grace and you got to give everybody a chance to grow and evolve.
Yeah, that process is called parole.
All right. Well, it's Jason Lee. Man, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let me shout out to Jermaine Dupri. Today is Jermaine Dupri's birthday and also Pekka's birthday. So happy birthday to those.
Happy born day, JD. Brothers. Happy born day, Pekka's.
Now let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Moneybagg Yo.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Now, shout out to Moneybagg Yo. Moneybagg Yo recently turned 30. And for his birthday, Ari Fletcher gave him 28.8 acres of land for his birthday.
That's amazing.
Cars can be replaced.
All this
replaced
mine back
land,
here.
They're not making any more of it. So
it's crazy.
Happy birthday. This your for sure. Hey, Mo. Ain't no payments, no nothing. Everything is over with. 28.88.
That's what I'm talking about. Drop on the clues, what's her name?
Ari Fletcher.
Drop on the clues, boss, for Ari Fletcher. That's what I'm talking about.
That's dope.
You know what I mean? All of these gifts that you give for the moment are cool, you know what I mean? Things that may last for a year or two, but when you give somebody that's going to last for a lifetime, that's generational wealth right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
All he got to do is pay the taxes, cut the grass.
That's right. But they got to get married, and they got to live happily ever after. What's that couple we talked about earlier that's been together for 86 years? You know, you buy somebody some land like that because you're going to feel the way if things don't work out.
He also showed off his fleet of cars yesterday on his Instagram page. People were talking about that. He has everything from a Lambo Urus to the new Cadillac Escalade.
Bunch of stuff that depreciates in value.
To the Maybach truck, Maybach car, Hellcats.
Amazing to look at. Beautiful fleet of cars. Looks nice, but all of that depreciates in value. That land, though. That land, dropping the clues bombs for that land. That's an amazing gift. Marry that woman, Moneybagg Yo. You got a good one. Marry her. Marry her.
Now, Breakfast Club. I said Breakfast Club. Now, Birdman was on the
Big Facts podcast.
That's right.
Salute to my peoples, man. Banks and Scream, Baby Jade.
Now, he talked about a lot. Let's get to the first thing. Let's say he talked about why he didn't sign Kanye West.
Is there one you miss, like an artist, like you wish you would have signed?
Kanye West was with me before he was Kanye West. I knew he was special. I let him go.
Why?
Because I had Manny Fresh, and I didn't want him.
Oh, as a producer?
Yeah, because he was a producer.
Kanye came to me as a producer, yeah, right? Yeah. And I wasn't going to ever disrespect Manny Fresh because I started with Fresh. And if they were going to be Fresh or Ye, so I had to let Ye go. He went to Rockefeller. I flew him to Rockefeller.
Mm. Damn, he could have had both of them. Now, he also talks about what happened with the Breakfast Club and why he had a little tit with Charlamagne.
My daughter was kept like, Daddy, why you keep f***ing with you like that?
You think they were just doing their job or just f***ing with you?
Nah, I think he went a little too far f***ing with me. But at this time, this one, every n***a in the world was f***ing with me.
Yeah.
I just went there with one intention, just to say, brother, stop playing with me. That's all I came there to go. That's all the reason why I went there, just to see that n***a and holler at him. Not in a disrespectful manner. I just wanted to let him know, brother, you f***ing with fire. I could have been seeing him because he was in Miami. And he got mutual friends, and we could have pulled up.
With the Birdman.
Stuff was about Charlamagne, why he went at all three of us.
That's so crazy that our producer cut out all the good stuff that he said. Jesus Christ, man.
Well, let's talk some more about it.
Oh.
It wasn't even supposed to get like it got, but it got like it got. I just want to let him know, bro, stop playing
with me. So you was about to do the interview for real. You just want to say that and do the interview.
I lost it when I went in there. I completely lost it. All three of y'all.
That was better than the interview. Right. I'm pretty sure they made plenty of money off the interview.
That 2-3 minutes.
That shit was hard, though, for both sides.
Yeah. Shout out to that man. Yeah, that was the best for that dude and everything. All of them got going on.
Charlamagne got us on Black Effect right now. What are you speaking on? This on Black Effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, salute to the Big Facts Podcast. They're definitely on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And listen, Birdman is an absolute legend. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's a mogul, and what he's done being a multimillionaire from the South, you know, he made a lot of black people rich. I got nothing but respect for Birdman, and I don't ever want that to get misconstrued. He actually, Banks and Stunner called me last night, matter of fact.
Oh, yeah?
On three-way.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What'd he say?
Banks put that call together.
What'd he say?
Nothing, just respect. So, okay. Yeah, it's respect.
All right.
Man, sit down and have a conversation.
All right. I know Birdman a long time. Long time.
You got to respect him, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to respect Birdman for what he's accomplished as a mogul in this music game, period. But especially me, being a black man from the South, watching what he's built, got to salute him.
Yeah, one of the first tours he was ever on and I was ever on was it was Fab, Birdman, and Nelly. A. Marie opened up for that tour. That was a great tour.
How much you got paid for that?
Maybe what, $300 a show? $400 okay. a show?
I like how you're being honest. See, that's what I'm talking about. Those are honest numbers right there.
What? This is early on. This is early on.
I respect
on.
That, though.
This was, I was trying to break into the game. So, but I learned a lot on that tour, so shout out to those brothers. All right, now Birdman also talks about paying his artists.
I can honestly say I gave Wayne about $400 to $500 million. Drake got about $500 million, and Nicki got about $300, $400 million out of my pocket. No cap. You don't believe me? Ask them.
All right. That's what?
I got to see the receipts.
That's 1.1.
I just want to see. I'm not saying it's not possible. I just want to see.
1.2, 1.3 billion?
How do you, I want to see. I want to see.
What you want to see?
I want to see how that breaks down. He's out of his pocket. So how much was they making? Mm-hmm. I'm sure Cash Money made a lot of money.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's what, 400? How much did you say? But let's add that up. Play that back, Red.
That's 500. 500. That's a billy.
Okay.
And 300,
1.3. I gave Wayne about $400 to $500 million.
Let's say five.
Drake got about $500 million.
That's a billy.
And Nicki got about $300, $400 million.
That's 1.4 billion
out of his pocket, no mm-hmm. cap.
But if you think about all the records that they all sold. So, I mean, it makes sense if he got all of that. But how many Drake sold? We talked about it the other day.
I have no idea, man.
How much Wayne sold, Nicki sold?
I'm asking. As soon as I see any of them, that's one of the first questions I'm asking.
Did Birdman really give you
five? He said ask him. Yeah, ask him.
Yeah, he did.
Ask him.
Yeah, all three of them.
Social media, ask him. I want to know.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, Charlamagne, who you giving your donkey to?
Oh, man, let's talk wiener dishes. Why don't we? You said you was hungry this morning. If you walked in, the first thing you said, you was starving, didn't you? Didn't you say that?
I don't want a wiener, though.
Answer the question. Did you say you were starving, or did you not say you were starving?
I did say I was starving.
Okay, we're going to talk about it. I bet you'd be real hungry after we do this donkey here today. Okay, it's a man named Bob Lee Allen. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
I ain't talking wieners with you, though. But we'll get into it next at the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Don't forget, after that, ask C&E. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks, even if you don't see a train. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder,
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Look at these donkeys, bunch of
that's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
The Breakfast Club.
Envy said he was starving this morning. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, September 23rd, goes to an Oklahoma man named Bob Lee Allen. Bob is 54 years old, and he was sentenced to more than 12 years behind bars because he wants to play doctor. Now, when you were a kid, and if you got young kids, you noticed that young kids like to play doctor. Now, this morning, I read this story, so I decided to Google kids playing doctor, and this is what I read. It's common for children up to about age 6 to play doctor because they may be interested in each other's anatomy and display socially unacceptable behavior, like stripping off their clothes in public or engaging in I'll show you mine if you show me yours activities. I personally wasn't thinking of all that when I Googled it this morning, but it's very fitting with this story about Bob Lee Allen, okay? Playing doctor is a phrase used in the Western world to refer to children examining each other's genitals. It originates from children using the pretend roles of doctors and patient as a pretext for such an examination. Well, that's what Bob Lee Allen was doing, okay? His inner child needs some healing, clearly, okay? He was playing doctor, and I wish I had the name of the man he was playing doctor with, or should I say the person he was playing patient with, because he really needs to get his own hee-haw, because it's one thing to play doctor as a kid, okay, and, you know, have somebody looking at your body, you know, whatever, looking at your genitals, whatever. But Bob Allen out here doing actual surgery? This world never, ever ceases to amaze me. Let's go to KHBS ABC News for the report, please.
53-year-old Bob Allen and 42-year-old Thomas Gates have been behind bars since October, accused of crimes including three felonies for castrating a man inside their home near Worcester. Bond is set at nearly $300,000 each.
Conspiracy to commit unlicensed surgery. Count two is practicing medicine without a license or unlicensed surgery. Count three is maiming.
The maiming charge is the most severe, with the punishment of up to life in prison. According to probable cause affidavits, a 28-year-old man told investigators he met Allen through an online website and traveled from his Virginia home to Oklahoma to be castrated and that it wouldn't cost him anything. The victim said Allen removed his scrotum and testicles with surgical equipment and that it happened on a wooden table inside the home and that Gates helped. According to court records, once the two-hour procedure was over, the victim told investigators that Allen laughed and said he was going to consume the body parts and that he was a cannibal. When investigators searched the home, court records show they found a bag in a freezer containing what appeared to be human testicles. According to probable cause affidavits, Allen took the 28-year-old man to a McAllister hospital and told the victim to say he did it to himself.
Envy, you said you were starving this morning. Okay?
I don't want that type of meat.
This story needs more context, and this is why I need the patient's name. Because, sure, Bob Lee Allen should get Donkey of the Day, but why would a 28-year-old man want to get castrated? And why would you go to the backwoods of Oklahoma to get this castration? Free castration? People, nothing in life is ever free. You end up paying for that free thing in the end, okay? Now, the victim said Bob Allen laughed after the surgery and said he was going to consume the testicles, all right? The victim also told investigators Allen claimed to have 15 years of experience and said he had 6 more clients on the way to have the same operation. I don't know what the hell is going on out here in this world, but I tell y'all all the time, all of us are trying to avoid crazy. That's all we're trying to do every day of our lives is avoid crazy. The problem is, it's hard to recognize who's crazy and who's not. But a telltale sign that there may be something wrong is someone soliciting free castrations on social media. Okay? For me, that would be a pretty easy one to avoid. Now, investigators reported finding the body parts in a plastic bag in a deep freezer in the cabin bedroom. Was he saving the meat for a special occasion? He said he was going to eat it. Well, when is National Fried Penis Day? Okay, I'm just trying to figure this out. How do you eat a penis, Envy?
You tell me. You would know better.
I know someone online is going to take that out of context, edit it, and post me asking how do you eat a penis. But I really want to know, how did Bob Allen plan to eat this penis? Was it going to be part of a big penis cheddar cheeseburger? What about a jalapeno popper penis chicken sandwich? I feel like a penis would have to be a part of a larger meal because it's probably not a lot of meat. I mean, you couldn't make like an Old West wiener dish, okay? Right? Like, you know what the Old West wiener dish recipe is, right? You never seen that, Envy?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, man, with the rotini pasta and tomato soup and ribs and corn and wait for it, hot dogs. You never seen that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, if you were a cannibal, you couldn't make that dish with just one penis, though, correct? You wouldn't have enough wieners. Oh. Well, I just thought about it. He told the victim he had 6 more people coming for the same surgery. Either this dude was going to make the Old West wiener dish or he was planning a dinner party. Envy, you still hungry?
No.
We got penis and beans.
I passed.
Penis fried rice?
Nope.
What about ginger beans and wiener cornbread casserole?
Mm-mm.
What about this onion and wiener sausage mustard marinade?
Nope.
Okay. The moral of the story is, if Bob Allen invites you over for dinner, just make sure you're not on the menu. That's actually not the moral of the story because there are no morals in this story. Please give Bob Lee Allen the biggest hee-haw. Fried rice with wieners and potatoes? That don't do it for you?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
Just ask it.
I'll pass.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, take the wieners out your head now.
What about a penis butter and jelly sandwich? That wouldn't do it for you either?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Why? Do you want penis on some buns? It's a hot dog. He didn't say no, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Up next, ask CNE if you need relationship advice or any type of advice. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's going on?
You can call me.
It's time to ask CNE.
Ooh, let's get it.
Ask Charlamagne and DJ Envy anything. Call up now. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's that time again.
Ask Charlamagne and DJ Envy anything.
Pick it up, roll.
It's time to ask CNE.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask CNE. Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm doing well. So this is Wanda. I'm calling from Virginia, and I really wanted to ask you guys about some financial advice. I've been blessed recently to receive about $500K plus from a suit that went in my favor, and I just really wanted to hear from you guys, what is some advice or something that you would have done knowing the knowledge you have? Now, I've been looking in real estate. I've been looking in investments, but I just want to make sure that we can grow this funds for my family. And I just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
But we're not financial advisors, so I'm going to put that out there. I mean, you know, I love real estate. Real estate is a game that I really enjoy. They're not going to make any more dirt. So the fact that if you have a property or own a property, do you own a house now?
I do. We do have a property. Yes.
I would look at some real estate, but I would talk to a financial advisor and try to diversify your portfolio, meaning I would put some money in stocks. I would put some money in real estate. I would put some money into whatever I wanted to invest in, things that I like, things that I enjoy. You're in Virginia. What part of Virginia?
Roanoke.
Okay, Roanoke. So that's about, what, 45 minutes from Hampton in Norfolk and all that?
Yeah.
I mean, I like Virginia. It's a huge military town. It's also a huge college town. So there's always people in and out renting property. So I always feel like that's a good renter's market. And it's also a good flipping market because the military is always there buying units. So I got a lot of friends that do very, very well out in Virginia. I would look at many different ways, but I would talk to a financial advisor and I would talk to numerous ones. Don't just talk about one because there are scammers out there, but I would look at real estate, me personally.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. If you hit me in the DM, I can send you some advice of where you should ask and where you should look and how to look. And you can go from there. Good luck.
Thank you so much. You guys take care.
Hello. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Alicia. How are you?
Alicia. Peace, Alicia.
So I've got a question mainly for Charlamagne. I was raised in a family that are all Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm bipolar. My mom did some pretty questionable things in my childhood, pretty much treating me as the black sheep of the family because of my mental illness. She tried to take me to court when I was 16 to deem me mentally incompetent, and the judge kind of threw that out like, there's no way. This is a functioning teenager, she just needs some counseling, things back. So I was stunned from my family for that. Well, I turned 30 in July 20th, I'm a Cancer, and I reconnected with my mom, hoping, you know, this new chapter in my life, we can maybe, you know, be responsible, accountable, and heal, and just move on and just not deal with it, especially with all the healing I've gone through, all the therapy I've gone through. And my mother was not accountable at all. She just said I was a perfect parent. I was the best parent. You were a horrible child. You were crazy. You were this or that. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you anything. Mm. And then she told me that I should not have been born, and that my birth was a mistake. So that's something that I've, like, struggled with so hard. And even for her to tell me that the day before my 30th birthday, I was contemplating suicide. Like, how can the woman who brought me into this world say these things to me? And then I eventually just wrote a letter to everybody in my family, all the Jehovah's Witnesses, all the elders in my family, just to kind of say, this is what I'm left with. You guys go 40 hours a week knocking door to door about this and that, saving people from the world, but you guys never saved me from this illness, nor did you save me from the abuse that I dealt with from my mother. Mm. So now I'm not getting this closure, and I don't know what I should do because how to move forward from that. How do you get closure from that? And how do I live a fulfilling, nice, healthy, and whole life?
Well, you already are. And you already are because, you know, you went out there and you did the work. And I think that one thing you realize in therapy, you know, is that, I mean, at least for me, therapy helped me to have a lot more grace for my parents, especially my pops. You know what I'm saying? Because I realized my pops was just doing the best that he could. And it sounds to me like your mom still has a lot of healing that she needs to do on her own. And think about it. I always say our generation is the first generation that has the luxury of healing. It sounds like your mom hasn't done a lick of work at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she's still projecting a lot of that hurt, a lot of that pain, and a lot of that trauma that she's had throughout her life on you. So I just think that you doing the work on yourself, you know, that should allow you to give them more grace, because you know hurt people, man. And your mom just is a hurt individual.
And I thought that through my healing and my changed actions and who I am now, I thought maybe that would just be a way to show her that I can change. We can do this together. Let me show you what I've learned. No, I was met with nothing but fight and a brick wall.
Well, listen, you don't realize it, but you're resetting your family lineage. You know what I'm saying? Those generational curses clearly stopped with you. You know, so the only thing you could do, man, is continue to send your mom healing energy, and just know that, you know, don't take anything she says to you personal. She's clearly dealing with a lot of trauma that she's projected on you, man. Hurt people hurt people. That's what I would tell you. Just keep going on your journey. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Don't stop your healing journey. Healing never stops. Growing up never stops. Just keep going.
Thank Thank you. I appreciate that. And your work inspires me. Thank you so much. And if you don't mind, can I just shout out my brand?
Of course.
It's a company called The Black Mental Health Shop. And I'm literally selling t-shirts, selling whatever, and 50% of each shirt order goes towards somebody getting a free therapy session here in South Florida.
Yo, I'm
the Black Mental Health Shop.com.
I'm going to send you a couple books. So I want to send you The Unapologetic Guide, The Black Mental Health by Dr. Rita Walken. I want to send you Anita Kopach's Shallow Waters, because I think both of those books will help you on your healing journey.
Hold on, okay? Ask C&E, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's that time again!
Ask Charlamagne and DJ Envy anything.
Pick it up.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask C&E. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can hit us right now. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Kendra.
Hey, Kendra. Good morning. What's your question for C&E?
Hey, it's Kendra.
I actually have a question for you, Envy.
Yes, ma'am.
I come up here in North Carolina, and I'm wanting to get into flipping houses, but I don't know where to start.
Okay. Well, first of all, how's your credit? Is your credit good?
Yes.
That's the most important thing. And then now you have to find the property. There's a couple of websites that I use across the country. One is auction.com.
Okay.
And the other one is hubzoo.com. Now, those two websites I have no affiliation with, so I don't get no pay for it or nothing. These are just the websites I actually use. Those are the websites I use to find properties that are usually being auctioned off that you can get at a great price, way under market value. And that's where you should look first, and you should look at the comps in the area and see what those properties are worth. When you look at those properties, you should take somebody with you to see how much those properties will cost to fix up. See what's wrong with the property, if it needs a new roof, if it needs electric, if it needs plumbing, if it needs flooring, if it needs siding, if it needs whatever it may be, and then make your analysis from there. So if the property's $500, it needs $100,000 worth of work, that's $600,000, but it's worth $800,000, that's a good flip.
Okay. I follow your partner on Facebook and Instagram, and I want to attend one of your seminars, but I'm working on that. That's my next goal.
That would be a good one, because during the seminar there's so many people there that like do finance, and a lot of times we have the people from those sites actually come, so from auction.com. So the next one is this Sunday in Atlantic City. I don't know if you can make it, but it's this Sunday in Atlantic City, and there is no, like, when like the credit dude, he helps people with their credit. Auction.com tells you how to navigate through their site to buy the actual properties. We have hard money lenders. We have financial people there to tell you how you could get the loans and help you get those loans. So it's a really good seminar. You should definitely check it out if you have a chance. Like I said, it's this Sunday in Atlantic City.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. And just continue to follow me and Caesar, because we're going to do some courses online, because we can't make it to all these cities. We just got so much going on where we can help people online. And we just want to see our own people just, you know, continue to purchase land and property.
Yeah, I'm trying to build generational wealth, so.
There you go. All right, Mama. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hope to see you Sunday. Hello, who's this?
This is Couture Nail Design.
Hey, Couture Nail Design.
I have a question for you, Envy.
Yes.
Why are you so insecure in your masculinity that you won't let Yee play a Yee mix when you're not there? Yet, so you and
good, great question. Great question, Queen.
I'm not insecure in my masculinity. Yee was allowed to do mixes a long time ago, but I believe they said she was trash, so they didn't want her to
that
do it.
That never happened. You are such a liar.
But that was a problem.
The music that was out at the time, not the pre-program stuff you got going on.
Well, I don't play the music during the show, man, but if Yee's mix wasn't trash, they would have invited her to play again.
It's not trash.
It is.
I bump more to the Yee mix than I do to your mix.
Ooh. I don't know. Maybe you should start an Instagram page and try. I don't know, but that's what they told me. They told me that her mix was trash. And they said, they said that because the mix was so trash, they didn't want her back. I'm sorry.
You said you're going to see her on Reddit.
That was you. You were being shady.
I'm not being shady, but you have a good morning, though. I love you.
Whatever.
Send her healing energy.
I send you healing energy, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is P.
Oh, boy. Fake name. What's your question for C&E?
I just had a question. How do you deal with, like, trusting someone after, like, them cheating? You know, you have a baby together.
Oh, that's not on you. That's on him. You know what I mean? The best apology is change behavior. Like, he has to regain your trust. You know what I mean? Like, that's not something you got to force yourself to do.
Yeah, and it takes time. Don't let him force you to be like, oh, you forgave me, so you got to. No. It takes time. Whenever you're comfortable, whenever you feel okay, that's when you feel okay. Like Charlamagne said, it ain't about telling me. It's about showing me.
And are you open to trusting him again?
I am definitely open to trusting him again. It's just, feeling depressed and, feeling betrayed by someone.
All good feelings, not good feelings, but all natural feelings to have. Absolutely. All you got to do is remain open to trusting him, and he has to regain your trust by changing his behavior, and that's just going to come over time. Just like you knew he was cheating, just like your sixth sense, that woman's sense, intuition knew he was cheating, you're going to know when he's doing right.
And that makes sense. Thank you.
And if you're still uncomfortable, every once in a while, do a phone check. Phone check, Nick. Give me a phone.
Thank you, guys.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Nani.
Hey, Nani. What's your question for C&E?
So, I just found out my husband was texting, really, explicit text with a coworker. I'm a month pregnant, and I've been going through a lot of, miscarriage scares. So, this whole time, I'm like, why would you think it's okay for you to be doing these things when we are going through, some hard shit at home, we could lose the baby. And every time I bring it up to him, he kind of just just get over it, let's move on. I didn't do nothing with this message. But you work with this girl, and I've asked you multiple times to contact her in front of me and tell her it's over, I don't want to have nothing to do with you. But he won't do it.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think it's very disrespectful, the fact that you're pregnant and he continues to text this girl. I know it has to be difficult for you because every day he goes to work, you have to think about your husband seeing this other woman that he's been texting explicitly. And it's not a matter of just get over it and it'll go away. No, it's not that. You keep that pressure on that man's neck. The fact that he has been doing it is very disrespectful. Your husband is a boy. We've all had our boy opportunities and our boy aspects of our lives, but he has to grow up and understand he has responsibilities. He has a wife at home that's pregnant, and he should be taking care of home, making sure that, that life that you're building, that you're completely stress-free.
Yo, Queen, get her fired, Queen. Queen, get her fired, Queen. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you got a creative mind. You can make something up and get a little message to the boss. You know what I'm saying? Get her fired, Queen.
That's her livelihood. I can't. Yes, I have a good job.
Oh, you care about her livelihood? Does she care about your livelihood?
She ain't thinking about you. She ain't thinking about your life, your livelihood, the life in your belly. Nothing. Get her fired, Queen.
All right.
Goodness gracious.
Let her know. I'm going to get you fired if you don't leave my man alone.
Yeah, you might have to embarrass her. You might have to embarrass her.
Straight up. Maybe an anonymous Facebook post. I know what's going on at the job. Y'all better leave my man alone before I start naming names.
Or you could do it right now if you want.
No, don't do it now. Think about it.
Think about it. Have a good one. What kind of advice is that? Forget a fire. All right, do it now. Don't do it now.
No, don't do it now. Think about it. Pray on it.
My goodness. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Usually we do the rumors right now, but we got a special guest on the line this morning. We have Karen Civil here. Good morning.
KC.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
So, we had Jason Lee up here. I mean, he said the same things he's been saying. So, we got to give you the opportunity to rebut.
I didn't fully get to listen to what Jason said, but I know if it's pretty much the kind of the same thing. To me, it's it was my understanding Jason and I resolved our issues a few years ago. We spoke about it. I thought we moved past it. We saw each other at an event. We spoke a little bit more there. We remained cordial. We texted each other afterwards, events he may have going on or some news tidbits that I would need to send him. So it's all of this being rehashed in the public forum, where to me, where it was we had private resolution that existed for quite some time. Now it's to a point it's just it's just a little strange to me. So I don't know. I don't know what exactly the idea is, what's the desired result here. I just really don't know.
Now, he also said that you reached out to him with Nicki Minaj on the phone line. Was that true?
I don't think he said that. He said Nikki reached out. Nikki tried to reach out to him.
And he said only with Karen. He would only do it with Karen.
Yeah, he would only talk if it's you ain't if it's Karen and Nikki. That's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see what he needs us to talk at the same time. And I'm gonna be transparent. I think like one doesn't have to do with the other. I know he wanted her on his show for a while now, but I don't understand what it pretty much had to do with me.
So you're saying it had nothing to do with you. He was trying to get her on the show.
Oh yeah, there was a point that the few people that I did work with, he wanted to have them on the show. But it's like at this point, it's like the whole situation is exhausting because it was such a private matter that I thought we put to rest, and now it's like re-experienced in the public light. And it's like, you know, I don't know if it's because, you know, this opening in like the news cycle itself, but like me and Jason were texting up since like 2019. So I don't know. I don't know, honestly, the premise behind it. But he can feel the way he feels. I can't tell anyone not to be upset. But we've had our conversations a couple of years ago. We've seen each other. We've talked. And I don't know. It's now in 2021. It's at this place.
Are you worried about the Jason Sandy pressing charges?
No, I'm not worried about that at all. Because it's like, at the time, it's like you and I kind of do the same thing. You know, he admitted that he did it to somebody else before, too. I was just watching, like, a video or something about it. Like, you admitted you did that before, too. But I'm not worried about that. That's not something that's necessarily, like on my mind. You know, I know he's coming to some place. I don't know. Again, it's like him and I talked. But, again, his hurt doesn't have an expiration date. So he can be hurt all over again from the situation. I don't know.
That's very true. Do you regret? Because like you said, you know, and he admitted to it. You know, people have gotten people's pages taken down before. Do you regret admitting to that?
Yeah, I definitely do because I didn't add the full context of it. You know, it was like I wanted something to come down, but it never went. I don't believe it ever went through. And the person we had in the middle, to me, was kind of playing both sides and telling him stuff that was not necessarily true. But in that situation, in the scheme of things, of course I regret it. But we, him and I had this conversation. So it's like, you know, when people are like, why won't you address it? Why won't you address it? I'm like, no, I did with the person that it affected. And to me, that's the person who deserved the conversation and everything first.
And Casey, why did you even go in that clubhouse room? Like, if it's 8,000 people in there and you know they all want to jump you, why'd you even go in there?
So, I took a page out of like, Kevin Hart's book when they made the room and we went in to have conversation. It was just so many different, like, when I first walked in, I said, I'm going to do this room, see what they're talking about. But then it just turned into, like, everybody was an aficionado and something. There was, you know, there were a lot of people who were in there who were respectful, who just wanted to know, like had a question or whatever the case may be. Now I look back at it after I left the room because I'm like, nah, I just want to clear the air. People who got a question for me, let me answer your question. I'm not like ducking from this. But then afterwards, how people pick clips apart and different things, that's when I realized I was like, I should never even took part in that.
Word. Well, Casey, man, we hope that all of this gets resolved. You know what I'm saying? I'm sending healing energy to everybody involved in this situation because it just seems so low vibrational. It just seemed like mess.
It is.
Yeah, it definitely is. It starts with, you know, I don't even like to just call it cancel culture, but with certain things, with one person being mad, and a person from 5 years ago, then 6 years ago, then this and that, but the important thing will work itself out. I know it was we started off this Jason thing. As much as, you know, I don't really respond back to him, and people would ask me why, it's like, 'cause I'm always with Jason well. Like, him and I had our convo, we moved past it, I thought we were okay. He's expressing his, I don't know, rehashed feelings, I'm not sure, But I'm gonna always wish him well, and it's like I'm just in a different space.
That's right. That's the point I am in my life. I don't hate nobody. I either love you, wish you well, or hope you heal.
Yeah.
That's so, it.
I'm just in a different
space.
But thanks, God.
All right, Casey.
Peace. All right, up next is the People's Choice Mix. Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy, and the General Insurance is all about making your life easier. The General has flexible payment options, and they allow you to choose your payment date and how you pay. They accept cash, card, or check. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout to everybody, and shout to that caller that called earlier, man. Shout to everybody that's heading out to Atlantic City with us this weekend. We're doing our real estate seminar where we just try to teach our community how to get into the real estate game and how to make money. I own 300 units. My partner owns 1,600 units. And we break down everything from credit repair to finding the deal to financing the deal and all of that. All right. So hopefully you guys will join me in Atlantic City this Sunday.
That's right. And listen, make sure that you tune in tomorrow night, 10 p.m. to the God's Honest Truth on Comedy Central. That's my new late night talk show, man. And you can stream it right now on Paramount Plus. But tomorrow night, we got a doozy of an episode for you. Trust me when I tell you, we are continuing the conversation about decrackification. And we're talking about specific institutions that need to be decrackified, in particular, the Federal Bureau of Investigations. I even pronounce Burrow right, I don't know. But tune in tomorrow night at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central to the God's Honest Truth.
It's Bureau.
Whatever. And you can catch up on the first episode on the Paramount Plus streaming platform or on demand. The God's Honest Truth, Charlamagne Tha God, my new late night talk show.
All right. Well, when we come back, positive note, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note? Well, first of all, shout to Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked for joining us, and also shout to Karen Civil for checking in this morning.
Yeah, Jason Lee was up here. Karen Civil called in. I'm just sending healing energy to everybody involved in that situation, man. It just seems all so low vibrational. It seems all so messy. And it's just like, the crazy part is I've heard those kind of stories from everybody in the business who does what they do. So it's kind of like, you ever seen the Spider-Man, that Spider-Man meme with Spider-Man all pointing at each other? Mm-hmm. It's just strange, but I'm just sending healing energy to everybody involved in that situation. But Suta Anita Kopax too, man. Make sure you grab Shallow Waters. Okay, Shallow Waters is available everywhere you buy books now. So is Tamika Mallory, State of Emergency, How to Win in the Country We Built. Okay, both courtesy of Black Privilege Publishing, my book imprint. But the positive note is simply this. Maybe you're not healing because you're trying to be who you were before the trauma. That person doesn't exist anymore because there's a new you trying to be born. Breathe life into that person.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.